Hello there, this is Ed Gandia, and I wanted to officially welcome you to the B2B Business Launcher Self-Study Program. In this introductory session, I'm going to cover some basic housekeeping items. I'm also going to give you a preview of the program and what we're going to cover. Let's start with the training portal. So you're already here, which is great. And as you'll see, all training sessions and supplementary materials are going to reside in this training portal. We do it this way so you only have one place to go to, one place to find all the materials. Everything is very neatly organized and divided by session, and everything that belongs to each session will be there on the session page. In terms of the training schedule, this is a self-study program, which means that all sessions are already pre-recorded, and you can go through them at your own schedule, your own pace. However, in order to help you avoid overwhelm, we're going to be releasing one session at a time. So here's how that works. When you're done going through a session and doing the homework for that session, you'll see that there's a completed button at the end of that training, at the bottom of that page. Once you're done, and you truly completed the material, you've implemented what I've taught you in that session, go ahead and click that button, and that will unlock the next training session for you. Having said that, please don't rush through the material. Don't cheat. Don't click on that button before you're done doing the work that I've assigned at the end of each session. Take your time going through the training and completing every homework assignment before moving on to the next one. This is very important. And it's important for a couple of reasons. One is that it's going to help you prevent overwhelm. So things can pile on top of each other very, very quickly if you're rushing through this and you're moving on to the next session before you're truly done implementing the material from the current one or the previous one. The other reason we do it this way is that much of this material in this training program is going to build on itself. So if you move on to the next session before you've completed your work from the current session, you're not going to have what you need to deploy this next set of material. Let's talk about call replay recordings. So again, this is a completely self-study program. There are no coaching calls included. However, I ran this program as a group coaching experience for a number of years. And what I've done, because I thought it'd be really helpful for you, is I've included replay recordings of dozens of these coaching calls from back when I ran the program that way. So I encourage you to listen to some of these calls at your leisure. You'll very likely find answers to some of your own questions there, and you may also find questions and answers that you hadn't thought to ask. One more thing about call replays. Occasionally, while listening to a training session, you may hear a reference from me about one of these calls or an upcoming call. And that's because you're getting right now the same training material that my coaching clients were getting when I ran this program live. So just remember that there are no longer any live calls with this self-study program. But again, you have access to dozens of hours of coaching call replays that you can listen to at your leisure. And that's a great thing to have. Access and how long you have access. Here's the good news. You have lifetime access to all of this training material. This training program is yours forever. In fact, I always encourage students to go back through all training sessions once they're done, once they've implemented everything, so they can review the material and internalize key concepts better. Now, that doesn't mean that as soon as you're done with the last session, you should go straight to the first session. What I mean is, after a few months, come back to some of it. You'll know what to come back to and review some of the material just to kind of internalize as much of it as possible. Let's talk about program pacing. Again, this is completely self-study, which means you can go through it at a pace that feels comfortable to you, and that's a great benefit. But if you're not careful, you also risk stalling and procrastinating. And that's why I suggest that you create a little schedule for yourself. So when I ran this program live, we would go through the whole thing in 9 weeks. So that was 8 weeks of training and implementation, and then an extra week of implementation time early in the program with no new training that week. Now, that's a fairly aggressive pace, but it's perfect for people who want to land their first client and get their business off the ground as quickly as possible, and who can also dedicate 5 to 10 hours per week to this effort. If that's too fast paced for you, consider adding another 4 weeks and making this a 13-week implementation program for you. That's a moderate pace. Again, this is something you're going to have to set for yourself and you're going to have to self-manage, but that would be a recommended moderate pace. And if time is a big factor for you, consider adding an additional 5 weeks to that. So that would make the program schedule 18 weeks or just slightly over 4 months. And that's a very, very conservative timeline. And pretty much anyone, if they're consistent and they're diligent, can get this program done that quickly. Not just done, but again, implemented the material and start landing clients. Done is better than perfect. I want you to remember that. You're never going to feel 100% about your positioning, your web copy, your message, or your readiness to start prospecting. You have to get over that urge to act only when you feel completely ready. Done is better than perfect. I'll say that again. You'll hear me talk about that, and you'll also hear me put it another way, which is the ready, fire, aim approach to launching your business. Same idea, okay? Act before you feel 100% ready. If you don't feel 100% ready, know that that's very, very common. In fact, it's expected. So don't feel there's anything wrong with you. You're reacting the same way I have and anyone else who's gone through this program has to doing something that's going to take guts. In terms of the handouts, all the study aids, training materials, every session is going to include a handout. My suggestion would be that you print each of these handouts and use it to follow along and to take notes in the margins during the session. I also suggest that you three-hole punch each of these printouts and you put them in a three-ring binder that's dedicated to this program. What that will give you is a really nice reference book, if you will, a set of study notes that you can come back to and easily reference, study, and that's really going to help with material retention. All right, let's move on to the B2B Business Launcher Roadmap. And I guess to set this up, I want you to think about a typical brick and mortar business. So let's say the local Italian restaurant or the specialty retail store, the family-owned manufacturing business, the supplier of industrial equipment. The founders of these businesses didn't go about their launch haphazardly, did they? At least you wouldn't think they would. I bet these entrepreneurs typically make, and they do, they made huge financial investments to bring their dreams to life. They might also have investors and a sizable business loan. So with that much at stake, no entrepreneur can really afford to just wing it, to make it up as they go. But even with all that smart planning and execution, the sad truth is that many of these businesses will fail. In fact, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, only 50% of small businesses survive 5 years or more. And we're talking about 5 years of seven-day work weeks, 5 years of self-doubt, worry, and fear, high stress, decreased personal health in many cases, maybe even a failed marriage. And it basically boils down to a coin toss when you think about it, a 50-50 chance of success or failure after all that, after putting in all that blood, sweat, and tears. So let's look at the freelance business model. In my experience, 9 out of 10 freelance writers and copywriters don't have a viable action plan. Instead, they just hang their shingle and try a haphazard mix of ideas to drum up business. There's little rhyme or reason to their launch efforts. It's a scattered approach, and too many of them are relying on their writing chops to get them through. Unfortunately, good writing skills are not enough. Knowledge is not enough. Taking writing courses is not enough. Putting your work out there and just hoping that prospects are going to be wowed by your writing abilities, That's just not enough either. So here's the question. If half of all carefully deployed and well-planned businesses fail within their first 5 years, what do you think happens to most new freelance writers and copywriters? That's right. Not a pretty picture. So yes, you can enjoy great success as a freelancer. It's a very real possibility. It happens all the time. I don't want to discourage you, but to get there, you can't simply wing it. You need a framework, you need a roadmap, and that's precisely what I'm going to share with you in this training program. You're going to find a PDF with this lesson here on this page that illustrates the exact launch roadmap we're going to be following over the next few weeks, however long you give yourself to complete this material. Now, don't worry if it looks overwhelming right now as you go through it. We're going to review this little by little as we move through this training program. However, for this program to serve you well, there are five critical things you're going to need to understand and practice regularly. So I want to go ahead and take a few minutes and walk you through those very, very important stuff. The first is to wake up. Look, getting a freelance business off the ground requires a tremendous amount of effort. Yet, many freelancers haven't fully accepted this fact. Why? For one, I find that the low barriers to entry are deceiving. When folks see that all they need to get started is pretty much a laptop, a phone line, internet service, and some software, they automatically assume that they can hang their shingle and clients are just going to come. That's rarely the case. That may have worked for Kevin Costner in A Field of Dreams, but it's a fantasy in the freelance world. Second, freelancing is brimming with information marketers who promise quick riches and lazy days on the beach, working an hour or two between rounds of rum punches and Corona beer. I've yet to experience that fantasy in over a decade of freelancing. Number two, key principle, focus, commitment, belief. So you need laser focus and a heavy dose of commitment and belief in order to succeed here. And by focus, I'm talking about a concentrated effort on your freelance writing business. You may have other sideline ideas you like to pursue, but if you want your freelance venture to succeed, you can't afford to spread yourself too thin. So that means that your money-making website idea might have to wait a little bit, or you may have to hit pause on your teaching gig at the local community college, or maybe put your craft business on hold just temporarily, or resist the temptation to start writing that children's book or sci-fi novel. You also need full commitment. This business is not something you dabble in. You have to give it your all if you want to achieve any level of success, which means, look, it's going to be hard, and you need to accept that, and you need to commit to pushing past these difficult moments because they will come, believe me. But you also have to believe that this is possible for you. And I mean, you have to really believe it. And the great thing about my job is I get to see all of these writers and copywriters who have gone through this process with me and now have successful, viable, five-figure and six-figure businesses. They stuck to it and they pushed through the obstacles. They believed it could happen. Of course, they had their doubts and fears just like anybody else, but they still pushed through. They committed to it and they're finally enjoying the fruits of their labor. The third key principle that I want to cover is to develop an obsession with baby steps. Just like a traditional business needs a plan, you also need a roadmap to succeed as a freelancer. In fact, that's what I'm going to be sharing with you here. It's going to be a roadmap that I've developed and refined over the past 10 plus years to not just launch my business and to help hundreds of freelancers get their business off the ground. Frankly, at this point, it's over 1,000. But you don't just need a roadmap. So to succeed as a freelancer, you have to be fanatical about milestones rather than about your final destination. So let me explain that. Let's say that you're taking a road trip from Chicago to Miami Beach. What's the most important thing you must do as soon as you pull out of the driveway? Well, you have to leave your neighborhood, right? From there, you have to make a left at the four-way stop and then maybe a right on Highway 40 and then merge onto the interstate. So in other words, if you're going to ever get to Miami Beach, you have to become obsessed with getting quick wins, which in this example is about reaching those dozens of key milestones, those turns, those moves, driving certain distances, etc. These little wins are usually not that impressive, but they provide you with the motivational fuel you need to keep moving forward. When you get a win, you start feeling like you're making progress, which gives you the boost and confidence you need to keep prospecting, which will likely yield another small win, and so the cycle goes. The fourth key principle is that prospecting is your full-time job, and you need to accept that. You need to dedicate yourself to prospecting for clients. And until you land your first client, that's your number one objective. Everything should be about finding that first paying client. Whatever time you're dedicating to your business, you need to use it all or nearly all to prospect for clients. Not to study yet another writing course, not to design your logo, not to brainstorm business names. Those are all stalling tactics because, look, until you get paying clients, none of that stuff really matters. Now, I'm going to share a very simple prospecting approach later in this program, but the key thing I want you to remember right now is that you're going to have to commit to yourself to make prospecting the centerpiece of your efforts, at least until you start landing paying clients. And don't worry, again, I'm going to walk you through all of this. I don't want to scare you right now. I just want to make sure you understand from the very beginning that business is not just going to come to you. You're going to have to find it, at least initially. Principle number five is to adopt a rapid prototyping mindset. One of the most egregious mistakes new freelancers make is to overplan and overprepare. This is especially true with new freelance writers and copywriters. It's important to learn the fundamentals of copywriting and content writing. Very important, in fact. It's also imperative to practice your craft. You have to know what you're doing. You can't just make this stuff up. You should have a basic understanding of what these types of writing assignments are, how to approach them, how to complete them effectively. But this approach also leads to a number of challenges, namely procrastination, poor retention of what you learn, feeling overwhelmed, lack of focus and direction. So here's the truth. After a certain point, more information about how to write certain assignments and how to improve your craft, that's not the answer. Again, after a certain point, at first, very important, but you start getting diminishing returns after a certain point because information won't get you what you ultimately want, paying clients. There's a better path to success in this business. I like to call it rapid prototyping. Rapid prototyping is a set of techniques used in manufacturing to quickly fabricate a scale model of a physical part or assembly. It's also widely used in Silicon Valley to test multiple product and concept ideas and to iterate much faster with less risk. The goal is to spend considerably less time, money, and resources finding the right solution or the right business model, product, or approach that's going to actually work. So instead of front-ending, if you will, all the planning, studying, and preparation, you instead spend just enough time preparing a prototype of the product or the concept or the business model. You then put it to the test, assess your results, and make refinements based on what worked and didn't work. From there, you continue to iterate until you find the best solution. So basically, it's a rinse and repeat model. In the case of freelancers, rather than spending years learning and training on your craft before going to market, you instead spend enough to develop a basic level of competence. From there, you work hard to land one or two paying clients just so you can apply that knowledge as quickly as possible. And then you use what you learn to refine what you study next or what type of writing projects you pursue. The important thing is that you just need to get out there and you need to apply what you are learning. Not only will you accelerate your mastery of the subject by doing it this way, but you'll also learn what it's like to work with a client on a real writing assignment, something you just can't learn from a book or from an online course. If you find yourself struggling with this idea of rapid prototyping, I want you to come back to the session, listen to this again a few times if you need to. And if you want to see this idea in practice, I want you to check out a few episodes of my High Income Business Writing Podcast, specifically the following: episode 137, episode 127, and episode 39. So as we close, I just want to leave you with a very important truth. Prospecting for clients is scary. It's scary for most of us. Talking with potential clients can feel scary. Quoting a project is scary. Landing the project and writing the copy, that's all scary stuff when you're new. But amazing things happen only when you get out of your comfort zone. That's when you get results. That's when your business starts taking shape. And that's when you start getting somewhere. That's what we're going to work on together in this program. But it's on you to do the work and to step outside of your comfort zone. So again, welcome to the B2B Business Launcher Self-Study Program. Let's get started with session one. I'll see you there.